Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police ask for public's help after gang-related shooting in northeast Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Kansas Supreme Court says the state spending on public schools is still inadequate.
Three teens charged with shooting near the Keeper of the Plains. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another typical summertime day in south-central Kansas for this afternoon. But for the rest of the week, the heat is on. Our forecast is coming up.
House Republicans are regrouping for another attempt at passing immigration legislation.
After twice being delayed last week, House Republican leaders are planning a vote this week on a wide-ranging immigration bill that would include a path to citizenship for young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children and provide $25 billion for a southern border wall. It would also allow parents caught crossing the border illegally with their children to be detained as a family. President Trump has offered mixed signals on the approach, last week meeting with Republicans to give his support, then later tweeting it's a waste of time until more Republicans are elected to the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled for the third time in 2 years state spending on public schools is inadequate. This despite an increase approved earlier this year.
The high court rejected arguments from the state that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in funding over 5 years is enough to provide a suitable education for every child as specified in the state constitution. But in a nod to the legislature's effort, the court delayed its mandate until June 30, 2019, or until further order of the court. Its decision allows Kansas schools to remain open for the upcoming school year. The court said that by making financial adjustments, the state can satisfy the remaining issues, largely to account for inflation in its school finance plan. The court last year found that parts of the school finance law were unfair to poor districts. The court said in its ruling Monday that the new law resolved those problems. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are following up on the shooting of four people during a gang-related disturbance in northeast Wichita. Some of the victims were inside their home Saturday afternoon in the 1400 block of North Harding, where multiple homes were hit by gunfire coming from two street gangs. Officer Charlie Davidson read a statement from Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey.
The WPD will be increasing patrols in the area, allocating resources, and working with stakeholders to identify those responsible and involved to ensure they are held accountable. A continuation of this violence will not be tolerated. We need people who have information about this incident to work with our investigators.
Chief went on to say that so far, police detectives have received minimal cooperation from witnesses, slowing the investigation. The four people who were shot included a 66-year-old woman, a 48-year-old woman, an 18-year-old woman, and an 18-year-old man. They were all given medical treatment and released in from a local hospital.
Three teenage suspects have been charged for a June 9th shooting near the Keeper of the Plains.
The incident occurred when a 19-year-old female was exiting a Spots party bus. Police were initially called to a drive-by shooting near the Central and Nims area when a party bus was dropping off passengers and a 16-year-old suspect fired several gunshots at the bus, striking the victim. As a result of the investigation, a 16-year-old male was arrested and charged with criminal discharge of a firearm into an occupied vehicle and juvenile in possession of a firearm. A 17-year-old male was charged with carrying a concealed firearm, and an 18-year-old male was charged with a felon in possession of a firearm. Another vehicle was struck, but no one was injured. The woman was treated and released from a hospital. Police say this was not a random incident. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Democrats appear to be on the defensive over comments made by California Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Waters all but encouraged members of the Trump resistance to harass members of the administration in public during a speech over the weekend. She now claims that's not what she meant.
I believe in peaceful very peaceful protests. I have not called for the harm of anybody.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he doesn't like the tone of Waters' original comments.
I strongly disagree with those who advocate harassing folks if they don't agree with you.
Both White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen were recently forced to leave restaurants. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Makeup game in Kansas City yesterday. Royals Angels will have highlights coming up in sports.
Firefighters shot and killed at arson blaze in California. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The city council has not agreed on a new aquatic plan after citizens expressed concerns about the lack of a swimming pool in northeast Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the council postponed action after it became obvious that the plan is still not solid.
We're still trying to figure out exactly what our pools should look like over the next several decades, and so we don't have that all worked out, and that's what I was fearful of when that came maybe prematurely to us a couple of weeks ago, and the staff just didn't have a full report or ready to even make a recommendation.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
A man has been arrested for murder and arson in California after a firefighter responding to an alarm and explosion at an apartment building was shot and killed.
Firefighters in Long Beach responded to reports of a fire and explosion at a high-rise apartment complex early Monday morning. It appeared the windows had been blown out of one unit. A few minutes later, they heard shots fired. Three people were hit, an elderly resident and two firefighters. One of those firefighters, Captain David Rosa, a 17-year veteran of the department, was killed.
The suspect has been identified as 77-year-old Thomas Kim, who is also a resident of this building.
Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna says they recovered a revolver. They also called out the LA County Sheriff's bomb squad, which had to render two suspicious devices safe. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Madison, Wisconsin man was arrested after running away from police. But wait until you hear why he ran.
When 24-year-old Antonio D. Rose parole officer told him to stay away from the police, we're pretty sure he meant don't get into any trouble that would cause the cops to stop him. But Rowe apparently took that advice a bit too literally. At least that's the excuse he gave them. But police say they're pretty sure the real reason he ran away from the car he was standing next to when officers approached him was because it was stolen. And they chased him and arrested him. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
He just should have stayed away a little faster.
Yeah.
That was his problem.
Got a stolen car.
This morning, watch out for traffic slowdowns. We got traffic slowdowns. I-135 up around the North Junction. Some heavy traffic there. Heavy traffic and road construction. Eastbound Kellogg right around I-235. Traffic update. From KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have an area of low pressure well off to our northeast, and that's wrapping some cloud cover around it. We could see a shower or storm pop up through about mid-morning. Otherwise, breezy today with a high in 92. Tonight, there may be an isolated thunderstorm along a frontal boundary. Most of those will be to our east, though. Our low 73. Hot for tomorrow with a heat advisory in effect. Our high 101. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 75 degrees, and the wind has now begun to kick up a little bit from the southwest, gusting to 24 miles per hour. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted. And in traffic this morning, Jed, anything going on out there? I almost forgot about you. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. We did traffic.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Uh-huh.
I forgot.
Everything's fine.
Everything's okay?
Yeah.
All right. Keep me on track here. I'm so excited about the 4th of July. It's only a week away. 8:11 now, and we want to talk with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland now about the immigration debate and the latest. And I know, Rachel, that Congress, folks in the House, are trying to cobble something together, trying to get some sort of a legislative answer to this. But what's happening right now?
Well, they are. They're working on it, but it is not really looking good in the House. There is last week they already had 1.0 fail. This is version 2.0 of a immigration bill. which would provide, I believe, $25 billion for a border wall. You have the E-Verify program, some kind of solution for DACA. But there's a small minority in the House, Republicans, that don't want to vote for an immigration plan because they think it really smacks of amnesty. So Republicans can only stand to lose about 20 votes. That indeed may happen without any Democratic support. And they're not really in the mood to negotiate right now. And so even if it were to squeak out of the House, in the Senate, it faces an even a tougher climb because it would take fewer Republicans with such a slim margin to knock it down. So it really looks like, you know, when the president was tweeting, hey, might want to wait till after the midterm elections to get anything done on immigration, maybe, you know, he has a point there because Republicans really aren't able to come together on this. And this has been going on for years. This is not just something that's even just a Republican problem. Lawmakers in the Hill have been circling this issue for years in immigration and not been able to come up with a solution.
And not to, it doesn't, it may sound cynical, but from experience, we know that when you're at midterms and you're facing midterms elections, a lot of times not much gets done in Congress.
Right, because a lot of times they don't want to take a chance on something major going down right before their election.
Mm-hmm.
These issues are campaign issues, though, and both sides will be making hay of it. Immigration and other issues as well. And in the very persona of President Trump, really an issue on the campaign trail. I mean, you saw the president last night in West Columbia, South Carolina, you know, campaigning for the incumbent governor there who's had a hard time. And it seems like when the president weighs in, everyone listens. Congressman Mark Sanford, really, you know, South Carolinians forgive him a lot of things, the Appalachian Trail and everything else, but he didn't support President Trump and he was out. So really, the president has a lot of influence on these midterms.
Yeah, he's having an impact then. So campaigning out there for the candidates, he brings some weight to the table when he goes and campaigns then, huh?
All he needs to do is tweet. I mean, actually showing up is even bigger.
Yeah.
But a tweet can just totally
absolutely
destroy a candidate.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland talking about the immigration debate and the latest that's going on there. It's 8:14 now with Steve and Ted. Hey, the rain, milder temperatures yesterday across Kansas into Wichita's high was 87 degrees. Normal high is 90. And rainfall recorded at Wichita, 1 72 hundredths of an inch. Now, that was a record for the date, 1 72 hundredths. That eclipsed the former record, which was set back in 1939. Now, earlier this morning, I was thinking, why would we, include any kind of rain in the forecast? But hey, we talked, of course, with KSN Storm Tracker 3's meteorologist Katie Western a while ago, and she said, yeah, something's going to crop up. And sure enough, it's starting. It's out between that area between Great Bend and Dodge City. In fact, I think Pawnee County's got a severe thunderstorm warning. You're talking about 125, 130 miles west of Wichita, but all moving in our direction, Ted. So something could be coming into our area here in the next couple of hours. It's right over my mom's hometown and my grandmother's hometown, Burdette, Roselle, that place. And it's got some high wind, possibly some hail out there, severe thunderstorms moving in this direction. Ted, you covered the story yesterday at City Hall about the shooting incident with gangs at 14th and Harding, and the police, even the chief has made a statement. They're gonna have some resources, put some people in the area, keep an eye on things. Traditionally, not, how can I put this, not the most peaceful neighborhood in town. That's close to where that Quick Trip used to be. That's no longer there. We had several shootings.
And the Walmart that used to be there.
Walmart
is no
was
longer
there, and
there.
Gone. And, you know, some of that has to do, I'm sure, with those companies leaving, has to do with it's a violent neighborhood. And there's no other way to put it. And you talk about these people who are in their houses and were wounded, and they're not gang, doesn't sound like they're gangbangers, and one of them is 68 years old. So it's kind of gotten our attention. And
You got two street gangs going at each other and bullets are flying.
Bullets are flying everywhere.
Not
you gotta,
good.
Got to get those
not
people
a good situation.
Now, here's the deal. Now, there was an appeal by the police to say, we want somebody to come forward. They're not getting any cooperation.
Yeah, police
you
are trying to figure out who this is, and they're not. You know, people aren't talking at all.
I think the way to go through that, the way to do it is to go through Crime Stoppers if they know anything, because you know, if you turn witness and, you start to go to the court to testify against people, these are ugly people. These gangbangers, they'll go after you. They don't care. if you're going to go testify against him. So, you know, I mean, you got to think about it a little bit. It takes some courage to come forth and do something like that. I know something. Here's what I want to tell, you know, oh, I'm a civic-minded person. I'm going to do this. Whoa. You're talking about your own personal danger there. So that's what the police face when they do an investigation like this, trying to find some good witnesses. I've been to trials, cover trials years ago when I covered trials. I remember the trial of the, there were two police officers who were shot, and one of them killed up in Wichita. And I went to the trial, and they trotted out. I watched this stream of witnesses. All of them were just terrible. They didn't know what, they didn't know anything. They got on the witness stand, and they dummied up. I mean, it was terrible. So these things can be tough. It's a tough case, and police detectives are working on it. They know what they're doing. They need a little help. So, yeah, Crime Stoppers, 267-2111, if you know something. Again, as always, you can remain anonymous. Nobody will know who you are.
Right.
And maybe that's the way to do it. I noticed they mentioned the phone number again of the police in their briefing. So there you go.
They're trying to utilize all the resources they can to start finding some of the suspects in this shooting.
My goodness gracious. You live in the 14th and Harding neighborhood, or is it Harding?
Yeah.
Harding, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're just a person living there. You want to feel safe in your own home, for goodness sake. And that's really got the attention of the police department. 818 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, let's lighten up a little bit. Take a look at sports. We got Royals got some good pitching, and then they got some good relief pitching yesterday. How about that, Ted?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
The youngster, 22-year-old Brad Keller, getting his fifth career start, and he was fantastic for the Royals yesterday. A makeup game between the Royals and the Angels, just one game between these two. As we go back to 2 months ago when these two teams didn't even play because it was so cold. It was below freezing in Kansas City. It was only 2 months ago. And now we're talking about temperatures hitting 100 in the next day or two. So things change, but the makeup of the freeze-out was yesterday in Kansas City. And, boy, Brad Keller was fantastic on the mound for the Royals yesterday. You heard the game on KFH.
Ned right now clapping his hands as I take a look at that Royals dugout. Ned encouraging the young right-hander. And Ned, as you know, in the offseason, lives on his ranch in Georgia, so I'm sure he's pretty proud of the way this young man has been pitching from Flowery Branch, Georgia. Pitch, ground ball left side, fielded by Mondesi. Across the diamond in time. How about that? Brad Keller, the 22-year-old right-hander from Flowery Branch, Georgia. 7 shutout innings. The Royals lead it 1-0.
Referring to Ned there, Royals manager Ned Yost, who liked to see his pitching staff get the work done yesterday. In fact, 4 Royals pitchers would combine for the 3-hitter and the 2-0 win as the Royals take that one-game-only affair with the Angels. Kansas City now resumes the road trip after that one home game. Kansas City visiting the top team in the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers, for a couple of games coming up the next 2 days. Live coverage of the Royals and the Brewers at 6:30 tonight from Milwaukee. Game will start a little after 7. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Baseball action for the Wichita Wingnuts. They win again. They win in Winnipeg. Beat the Goldeyes in Canada 6-1. Wingnuts have won 9 out of the last 10. Still 3.5 back in the South Division. Wingnuts are in Manitoba again tonight for Game 2 with 3 games set with Winnipeg at 6 o'clock tonight. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Casey Gillespie. He's in AAA with the White Sox playing for the Charlotte Knights. Gillespie last night with a double, his 12th of the season, and a walk. He's got a .294 on-base percentage. The former Shocker, Casey Gillespie, in AAA with the White Sox. Happy birthday today to former Wichita State football player Jumpy Gathers. James Jumpy Gathers, 58 today. Great football player for the Shocks. He ended up being the last Shocker football player to play in the National Football League. He is 58 today. Got himself a Super Bowl rings, too.
How about that?
With the Washington Redskins. Jumpy Gathers, happy birthday. He is 58 today. And speaking of football, the Kansas City Chiefs have a doctor. Not on the sidelines. He's on the roster.
We brought you the story last month of Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif graduating with his medical degree from Montreal's McGill University. Well, Dr. Duvernay-Tardif actually requested a name change to his uniform, asking the NFL to allow him to put Duvernay-Tardif MD on his nameplate on the back of his jersey this upcoming season. But according to Montreal station TVA Sports, the NFL turned him down. The station based out of Duvernay-Tardif's native Quebec says the decision may not be airtight, as the Chiefs offensive lineman, who signed a five-year extension with Kansas City just last year, is hoping the buzz from his medical school graduation will lead the NFL to reconsider. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Of course, speaking of the Chiefs, we're just about a month away from our training camp reports with Mitch Holtis coming up starting in late July. So we're not too far out. Just
during training camp, we get daily updates.
Yeah,
with Mitch
checks in with us daily all throughout the month of August.
And a lot of people say they really like that segment.
It's always good stuff. Yeah. Yep.
Of course, we're the home of the Chiefs.
Yes, your home of Chiefs football right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Restaurant trouble for Trump people. That story coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.